Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday, the 20th of May. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. Our first item this week is the Court of Appeal's decision that pension increases granted in the early 1990s were not validly made, resulting in pension overpayments. The Court of Appeal's decision is a reminder of the need to document intended changes to a scheme properly and clearly, including any intention to validate previously made amendments. We also report on two other cases this week, one on the interpretation of segregation rules for PPF entry and for employer debt purposes, and the other on penalties applicable to trustees for failures to obtain scheme valuations. In other news, the regulator's latest compliance and enforcement bulletin provides some insight on how it's working with employers to increase deficit repair contributions and to reduce the length of recovery plans. The full version of What's New This Week also reports on the latest Master Trust update, new auto-enrolment spot checks by the regulator, and the latest HMRC countdown bulletin on dealing with financial reconciliations following the end of DB contracting out. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.